Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So thanks for coming back to my channel for this live stream. So just talking about how in the Republic of Ireland, we got a new Taoiseach. So Dr. Varadkar is back. So Leo Varadkar, he's 44 years old, and he's taken over from Micheál Martin. Micheál Martin, the second ever Cork man to be Taoiseach of the Republic of Ireland. Those of you who aren't Irish won't realize that Taoiseach is our equivalent to Prime Minister. So I had to say PM for an international audience, as I presume most of the people watching this won't know what that is. So Varadkar is also the first openly gay Taoiseach we've ever had. And I think he's the first physician we've ever had. So he previously held that office when Kenny stood down. And then there was soon a decisive election result. Fine Gael had to set aside their differences, going back a century, you know, to the Civil War, and for the very first time form a coalition. Because for decades, governments have been dominated either by Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, and usually in coalition with junior partners. But Sinn Féin was the largest single party, but not big enough to govern on their own. So that those two other parties decided they would exclude Sinn Féin and work together. So it was a five-year coalition agreement, and it was agreed that Micheál Martin, he would be Taoiseach for the first half. Leo Varadkar would serve as Tánaiste, that's Deputy Prime Minister, it's literally successor in our language. In the Republic of Ireland, we actually elect the Taoiseach, not the people, Dáil Éireann. So that's the lower house of the Parliament, lower house of the Oireachtas. And so he garnered 87 votes from Teocht Dáilí. I'm no Gael Gore, so forgive me if I mispronounce that. 62 voted against. So obviously Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, some of the minor coalition parties would have voted for. Sinn Féin and perhaps a few others, the far left, would have voted against. So Mr. Martin, formerly Lord Mayor of Cork, well, that's way back in the early 90s, he has, reprised his previous role as Tánaiste. Well, he hasn't had that one for years, but he's also going to be Minister for Foreign Affairs. Simon Coveney, another Corkonian, he's going to be Minister for Enterprise. So yeah, so that's why the 5 years, they're splitting in half. Anyway, so Dr. Varadkar, he was previously Taoiseach from 2017 until 2020. And it's the first time they've managed this handover halfway through an electoral term. But Sinn Féin are nevertheless riding high in the polls. One day they're going to win. One day they're going to be the Irish government. You know, they've been in Northern Ireland since, my goodness, 1998 as part of the executive there. And that's a curious thing. Most people in the Republic of Ireland say, no, we won't touch them here in the south. But it's absolutely essential they be there in the north. But then again, they are the largest party in the north, although they're actually the largest party in the Republic of Ireland as well. So I'm glad that they were able to set aside their rancor and cooperate for the common weal, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And those of you who don't know Irish won't know that Fianna Fáil means warriors of destiny. Fine Gael's like Irish family. So it's something that would have been unimaginable only a few years ago. But Mary Lou McDonald, she's the leader of Sinn Féin. She has excoriated Dr. Varadkar in debates in Dáil Éireann. So 2025, there's going to be an election the spring of that year, and it looks like Sinn Féin would win it. Now, who on earth is choosing such an inopportune moment to call me on Skype? All right. So I'm going to say that's probably enough now. So let's ring off now. Thank you so much. Goodbye.